"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we help every step of the way. We're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities than ever before. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each person individually. And for organizations, LHH provides consultant support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process, understanding the sensitivity and impact on your team. The world is full of new possibilities, and we help both organizations and individuals realize the possibility of what's next. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. That's LHHtalent.com to get in touch with an outplacement consultant today, because everyone and every organization could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. LHH, helping you every step of the way. Visit LHHtalent.com.
You know, I think I kind of figured it out. What we're going to be talking about in a moment is the failure of the recall of L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon, where we found that on Monday, the biggest percentages of signatures that were disqualified were people that weren't registered to vote or people that signed twice. By the way, coming up will be the Moist Line at 5:20 and again at 5:50. A couple of articles came out in the last 24 hours that attempt to maybe explain what went wrong. One of them is by Red State and a reporter, Jennifer Van Laar. And another one appeared in the Orange County Register, where they talked to one of the companies that was involved in the signature collecting. They had 160 days to submit 556,857 valid signatures. Now, they said that they submitted 717,000. The registrar came back and said, well, we got about 715,000 here. And then you know what happened next. They did a sample. They said the sample didn't meet the threshold, so they had to go through all 715,000 signatures. And then we got the word Monday. They rejected 27% of them, which is too high to qualify for this ballot. They came out about 46,000 signatures short. And Jennifer Van Laar's story goes through the process. She actually says there are some whistleblowers that talked about signature pre-validation and how that may have not been done properly in this recall. We got a response. I only want to focus on this briefly, then we can talk about more of the details. From Tim Leinberger, he officially is with a company called Venture Strategic, and he was one of those hired to be a spokesperson for the Gascon recall. I'm thinking what happened here, sort of, and this kind of cuts the middle, I guess. He has a line in here as response to Jennifer Van Laar's story where he says, given the tight timeline and signatures coming in through the last day before the deadline, screening everything would have been inherently impossible. As an example, the county registrar had to allocate 400 to 500 workers just to get through their own validation process in 30 days. What seems to have happened, and it's in Jennifer Van Laar's story, is that they were bombarded. They wanted that cushion, remember? They wanted, they put out a press release that they had the 566,000 signatures. Now we just need a cushion. I'm thinking that the timeline for getting the cushion and getting to the 717,000 signatures was so tight, this is where the process fell apart, that a lot of the cushion signatures were no good. And the excuse may be that we did not have the time or money left to vet them as carefully as maybe we did the first 500,000 signatures. But this left such little margin for error that, you know, 27% of the total was rejected. I'm thinking that's possibly what happened.
Well, that might be.
They got bombarded in the last few weeks. But right. That's because they got really aggressive, which could have been reckless, right? They really worked hard at getting that cushion. So I think the signature gatherers weren't particularly picky.
Well, yeah, but that's incompetence then. There's absolutely no point wasting time and money by getting so aggressive you're picking up a lot of bad signatures. I mean, I can't think of anything more stupid than
just
that.
Just to report a big number.
I talked to somebody.
You did.
And I can't say who it is, but they were involved in this recall.
Yeah.
They did some work for the recall. And I talked to them before the deadline. Well, actually, after the deadline, but before the first announcements were made as to how many signatures made the cut. And he was very pessimistic that it was going to work out because he had gone out to get more signatures on the last weekend, the 4th of July weekend, because everybody was in a panic. And they realized they were going to fall short. And he kind of intimated that it was amateur hour. Nobody knew what they were doing. And so
That's consistent with what I just came up with. Right. That last burst was a complete failure.
Right. But why did they get into that position? Now, they can always claim, tight timeline and all that. But back up. They got 160 days and they had a lot of money. And
millions, yes.
Yeah, they had millions of dollars. So they knew what the timeline was going to be. Going in, you have to be prepared for the tight timeline. And a tight timeline simply means, you don't have enough time to get enough signatures. Here, they got a lot of signatures, but 195,000 were bad ones. And I don't know how many times we asked these recall officials, hey, are you doing the vetting? Oh, yes, we're doing the vetting. We hired professional companies, and they're doing a great job, and we are catching. Well, if you're doing the vetting properly, you don't miss 195,000. Simply, that's impossible. That's just preposterously outrageous, ridiculous. It's 195,000 times they swung and missed, or they didn't get around to doing it. Sometimes people just F it up. And they can talk from now till doomsday about all their excuses and reasons. No, you just stunk at your job. Some guys go up and hit, and they strike out five times that day. They were just bad. And in this country, nobody takes responsibility for being bad anymore.
Yeah, apparently Politico had reported when the Gascon recall campaign announced that they had surpassed the 566,857,000 signatures that since many are bound to be rejected, they'll need a cushion to ensure they have enough valid backers by July 6th. Let's say their validity rate is a robust 75%. That would require getting around 190,000 more signatures in 3 weeks, a challenging task with the most fervent backers already in the fold. And that's something else I thought of, because I signed this petition pretty early. Everybody that is registered to vote in LA County that was following this story at all got right in there and signed the petition. The people that they, quote, rounded up the last few weeks, can you just imagine who they were?
Yeah. A lot of people never heard about it or didn't care or just weren't motivated to go through the trouble. Yeah. And that is true, because, and this is the problem with Gascon, how he got elected to begin with, people aren't paying attention to anything anymore. Seriously, how do you end up with 16 years of Villaraigosa and Garcetti if people care and are paying attention? Those two guys were jokes on their face, okay? You see 5 minutes of them on television, it's like, wow, that guy's a bozo and that guy's a bozo. And yet that was 16 years of ruling. So clearly most people aren't paying attention or they don't care.
Well, it's funny you said that. Fox News has a writer by the name of Jim Breslow. Did you see his column today?
No.
LA voters won't oust D.A. Gascon because they don't care enough. And basically he runs through the stereotype that, you know, Angelenos are apathetic. The joke is that Angelenos are apathetic, but that they do not care that they're apathetic. You get it? They arrive late and leave early from ball games. They don't dress up to go anywhere. Right. They're not concerned with politics. And because of the nice weather, who cares?
Right. Until you end up with 70,000 people defecating in the street, whacked out on meth and schizophrenic, right? And then you have record amounts of murders, and you have every high-end jewelry store and handbag shop getting busted up. The 7-Elevens are being picked off almost every night.
Guess what, though? I think a majority of people are still apathetic. It's got to be more.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. There's going to be a tipping point. I
don't know what that tipping point is.
I don't know.
I thought we ran into it. You and I thought that poor woman getting stabbed to death in the furniture store might be a big tipping point. Yeah. Guess not.
No. 20 years ago, it would have been. 10 years ago, it would have been.
They're going to elect Karen Bass. They're going to elect that Bonin clone in your council district. They're putting two socialist Democrats on that council. And now we can't recall Gascon. I don't know where the tipping point is. I don't see it. To me, it's just horrific.
And I told you when I went to that there's a woman we know.
Oh, that,
she held the Bonin
town hall in her house. Or something?
Yeah, it was a town hall at her house. Basically, it was a neighborhood appearance that he did, and there were just 30, 40 zombies sitting on the chairs and sofas in the house. Zombies, West Side Zombies. And I'm getting into a big argument with Bonin, and they're all sitting there with their eyes glazed over. It was all over the homeless. And I'd never seen anything like this up close until a few weeks later, I went to Bonin appearing at a synagogue in front of about 200 zombies. So I saw like seven times as many zombies all staring and drooling. And I thought, oh, this is what happens here. These people just wanted to go out for some air. You know, they wanted to get free pastries at the dessert table after Bonin spoke. Something to get out of the house.
I was reminded of this again this week when I read that dopey Robin Ebb Kerrigan's El Segundo Times column on the Gascon recall. And she's saying, well, yeah, we just need a more humble DA. Progressives want progressive solutions. I'm like, this crowd of dunderheads that just, they don't understand. Sometimes you have to move a mountain. You can't wait for the right progressive politician to come along and come up with the progressive solutions to these problems.
Yeah, I know. And a crazed homeless guy stabs a poor young girl 40 times in the furniture store, and Robert Abkarian calls that a solution. This is what's sick. It's all just rhetoric. It's all just words, gas coming out of their mouths.
Oh, well, they think the magic solution is we're going to build all this incredible, elaborate housing, and everybody will be housed and taken care of, and we'll have mental health services in there, and playgrounds, and beautiful music.
Well, we gave them all the money. They've had many years.
There's not enough money to house everybody and everybody else that'll come here once you're giving away million-dollar apartments.
At some point, it becomes a mental delusion, right? What's a delusion when you believe in something that doesn't exist or is impossible to reach that point or impossible to accomplish? There's a lot of people with delusions. And that's what Robin Abkarian has, delusions. That's what a lot of people on the West Side have. They're deluded. They believe in something that can't possibly work.
All right. When we return, well, we'll call on the Moist Line people. We understand there might be a few calls in there about the recall coming up next.
Johnny Kent, KFI.
All right, we got a lot more show to come. Two rounds of the Moist Line, so we'll begin with what else? Round one. All you have to do is leave a message. You can use the iHeartRadio app. There's a little microphone icon that you can talk back to the show with. Or you just dial up this toll-free number. It's been there for years. 1-877-MOIST. 86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
You're damn elitist. A lot of people don't know where their next meal is coming from. Me, for example, I don't know where it's coming from. Could be Jack in the Box, could be In-N-Out, could be a taco shop. I don't know, and I probably won't know until I decide. There's also a vegan spot down the street. The only thing I do know is that it's not going to come from my kitchen, and it's not going to come from that vegan spot.
It's an emergency. You got to absolutely demand that if they put those homeless people into those vacant hotel rooms, they have to provide valet parking for their shopping baskets and their trailers and their broken down motorhomes. Get it done.
Hey, these progressives are trying to change our words with laws, which isn't right. And back in my day, a bum was a bum. He wasn't homeless. He's called a bum.
Bum.
For every steak, burger, cheeseburger we eat, we're reducing methane emissions.
I am so pissed. I'm about to lose my over this. Where do we live at? Russia, North Korea, Nicaragua, Iran, where they decide who's going to be in office and for how long? No, screw this. Sue them, dude. What's going on in this city?
Over 200,000 signatures, 27%, and they weren't allowed to have somebody look through a piece of glass to check signatures. Where have I heard that before?
You know that signature throwout? Gaston does not have the clout to do that. That has to come from higher up the food chain. Like Newsom got word to those people to get rid of those signatures. So he's your f***ing person you need to be looking at.
These voter people that are in charge, bloody fraudsters, people are fed up with this kind of crap.
Since L.A. County is a sanctuary county, and it seems like all the politicians in L.A. County want illegal aliens to vote, I wonder how many people that sign those petitions are illegal aliens who they will now not count their signatures.
If you guys don't realize yet that their voting in California and basically across the country has been compromised, then I don't know what to tell you. They've completely cheated once again. John, 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 you keep asking why or how. It's because they f***ing cheat. Voting no longer counts in California and America.
I've gotten fingernail fungus from getting gels as well. It took over 2 years for me to finally get it under control.
No, don't say that.
Needless to say, no more gels for me.
A lot of people don't realize that once they move, they have to re-register to vote. So, what, 20,000 people moved? I kind of find that hard to believe.
This whole Gascon is not a king. How can he just decide that he's not going to prosecute, not do his job? He should have been sued a long time ago.
The reason that we lost as many signatures as we did is because of the amateurs. You can't afford to do things on the cheap when it comes to a recall. It never works because the amateurs aren't going to vet the signatures the same way the professionals are.
Let's not get our feathers all ruffled. What we need to do is wake up as an electorate. Maybe this is just a wake-up call for the people of Los Angeles County.
Are you guys really surprised? I'm not. It's fixed. That's the reason why my wife and I moved out of L.A. County down to the beautiful North County, San Diego, Carlsbad. Hey, come on down.
I mean, how stupid are we? And now that he's beat this recall, he's just going to triple down on the mayhem that he's creating. It's going to be a rough 2 more years. I mean, we are in for a world of hurt.
John and Ken, this is Mr. Gascon. I know you're feeling sad about the recall, and all I can tell you is, nanny, nanny, nanny.
Why do they make this recall thing so difficult? Can't they just send out like a voting ballot thing like they do everything else? And you mark down yes or no if you want them recalled, and then you send it back. What do they need all these signatures for?
You keep that nice dirty toilet you people live in up there, and have fun with that.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
Well, we'll get to, we'll eventually shake out what happened here, but...
What about her fingernails?
Oh, please.
Oh. 2 years?
Well, you know, I was reading up on it, and in some cases it can last. I read about a year and a half, and now I'm hearing 2 years. Oh, yeah. My God.
Did yours go away yet?
No, I've only been on medicine for 1 day.
I thought it was pretty quick.
And tell Ken what the pills can do.
Liver damage, Ken. It can cause liver damage, and in some cases, people have to have a liver transplant from taking these fungus pills. I'm not kidding.
That's like the people that ate those vegan treats that we talked about, those lentil crisps or whatever they were.
Yes, yes. But this is, I have to do this so that the fungus in my nails will go away. So it's,
She's taking a chance on a liver, liver.
Liver, yeah, I'm taking a chance.
A glass of wine would cause some liver damage, too, if you had that every day.
It could.
No, it's a warning. I show John the medication I'm taking, and it's right there. It's a big warning.
Yeah. Well, you got to choose your fingernails or your liver. She's going to side with her nails.
No,
I'm not. We got another round of
the voice
line.
You can always get another liver.
On its way. We'll see what's in it. You can see a lot of people angry over the recall. And
well, somebody in the audience will donate their liver. Don't worry.
Yeah, right.
A piece of liver. You can't give a whole liver.
Yeah, right.
They're probably a meat eater. She wouldn't take it.
Oh, no, I would.
A John and Ken show.
All right, coming up, another round of the Moist Line. That's what we go. That's how we go away on a Friday. We'll play you more calls coming up around 5:50.
Well, Alex Villanueva was listening to us during the first segment of this hour when we talked about the Red State and Orange County Register stories that say the Gascon recall committee had a lot of trouble. And they obviously
particularly vetting the signatures to make sure that people were registered voters or even lived in the county.
Right. They hired political consultants who contracted out with vetters, and the vetters apparently were incompetent, or the consultants were incompetent, or who knows what. I mean, this is disputed by one of the recall organizers who we're supposed to have on the show on Monday. But we're going to get Alex Villanueva on because he's got some thoughts on this. Sheriff, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
We're good. What do you think has been going on here?
Well, you know what? You got parties pointing at each other, but I think the who screwed up or how I don't think is as important as the fact that over 500,000 people did sign and were valid voters, and they are going to exercise their voice. And you're going to hear it now in these elections in 22, and you're going to hear it again in 24 when Mr. Gascon is up for re-election. They're not going away.
No, I'm sure they're not. It's just that it was so close. It's really disheartening because Gascon is going to, well, you know this. I mean, yeah, there's going to be more dead sheriff's deputies or police officers because of him.
Pretty much, yes. His 13,677 cases he didn't prosecute for us last year, and he's on the same pace again, so we're going to have three more years of this disaster.
Yeah, because he continues to put out press releases saying that he is prosecuting all these felonies, and he's ahead of the pace of his predecessor. But we hear differently from you about the number of cases rejected.
Oh, yeah, no, he's not only that, and then he's combing through and he's cherry-picking one thing to prosecute when he should be prosecuting five things on one incident and giving the appropriate prison sentences on convictions that he's not getting. He's getting the lowest conviction possible to reduce the sentencing, because he said it himself, his goal to minimize the exposure of criminal defendants to prison time.
Well, yeah, we figured that's what he was doing.
Well, there's a lot of anger and a lot of disappointment out there, and I just think the public ought to know, because a lot of our listeners signed these petitions. They went out and they went to their friends and neighbors to sign. They donated money. And, you know, if people have screwed up, if some way been incompetent, you know, this all has to be aired out, because, you know, nobody's going to trust this system anymore. You know, between you know, the vote counting irregularities that go on, and now, you know, whatever went on with this recall committee, people are going to be less inclined to get involved, and it's the last thing we need.
Yes, because the fewer people that participate, more of the voice of the few that do participate is going to have over the entire electorate. That's scary.
How's your campaign going?
It's going good. I had the opportunity to debate my opponent with the Sherman Oaks Homeowners Association, and it didn't go very well for him. But, again, you'll hear what the spin will be.
You're in the news today, too. You testified.
Yes, and that's the ongoing Vanessa Bryant lawsuit. Can't comment on that. We'll let the jury decide when it plays out.
All right, Sheriff. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
You got it.
All right, that's Sheriff Alex Villanueva, L.A. County Sheriff, and of course, on the ballot in November in a runoff to continue in that position. And as we have said on this show before, back in 2018, we did not support his candidacy. It looked like he was being pushed by the progressive woke crowd. It turns out he kind of was. But he's become about the only thing we have in the county when it comes to doing something about homelessness and crime. That's it. Only yeah. person in law enforcement, pretty much the only elected official, at least at the countywide level, that's involved in these issues and doing the right thing.
Which is why the five county supervisors have been trying to tear him down ever since.
Because they are putting on the ballot that they would have the power to remove him. That will be voted on in November, and we're a no on that one. In fact, I was looking at the statewide ballot positions. We may be no on just about all of them, except I kind of like the betting one.
Of course,
the online betting ballot. The rest of them, as usual, are atrocious.
Yeah, well, I remember when you and Ray
about
were
taxes or about trying to do something about.
I don't think anybody should trust any of those propositions anymore. I really don't.
Yeah,
they're just loaded with their tricks and landmines and poison pills. And we've just got to, I think we should just say no to everything until further notice.
Right.
Because people said yes to Prop 47 and Prop 57, and it's backfired terribly. And you said yes to all these cockamamie taxes, and you can see what's happened, right? The two homeless taxes that people agreed to in L.A. City and L.A. County 5 years ago, disastrous. Billions of dollars wasted down the toilet.
We were just talking about there with the sheriff. He can't talk about it, but he did testify. I think he was the first witness called by the defense, which is the County of Los Angeles. This is the Vanessa Bryant lawsuit. Vanessa Bryant and the husband of a woman and some children that were killed in the helicopter crash in early 2020 that took the life of Kobe Bryant and his daughter. This is a civil federal lawsuit against the County of LA and the Sheriff's Department over those photos that were taken at the accident scene by a number of first responders, sheriff's deputies and fire department personnel. Some of them took pictures and then some of them went places and showed them off. And for Vanessa Bryant, as she testified today too, the fear is that someday her kids will see those photos. So apparently the sheriff said on the stand that we had to take control of this immediately. As soon as they found out, 3 days after the accident, they got a citizen complaint about a deputy apparently displaying a crash site image at a Norwalk bar on his own cell phone. They immediately went to the bar, took the video surveillance footage to find out who it was, and then they ordered everybody to come in and delete all the photos. And they think, but it's kind of hard to believe, isn't it, that those images are no longer available.
You don't know. You don't know who that was, where they've been forwarded, where they've been stored.
Right. Yeah.
You don't know. Because I could see some of these knuckleheads thinking, you know what, this is my savings account here. One day after I'm retired, after I'm off the force, I'll leak this somewhere and, you know, get tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars, and some website will publish it.
He said that he gave them amnesty, freedom from discipline, if they turned in their phones and came in for interviews, the deputies that were accused of having these pictures on their phone. And it turns out it was 8 deputies.
So, yeah, but I saw about 30 people may have seen the photos.
Right, but seeing the photos doesn't mean you can disseminate them. It's the ones that had them
right.
on their phones or the danger of them ever popping up anywhere else again.
Unless they right. were disseminated. You'll just never know for sure who's telling the truth.
I mean, we're talking how many days after the crash did he get a hold of this?
Everybody knows that's huge tabloid money.
3 days after the accident, they got the complaint about the deputy showing the images now. A lot can happen in 3 days.
Any riffraff, paparazzi-style website, it could be based in overseas, right? In Italy or France or Romania, and they'll pay some gigantic amount of money.
Attorneys for the plaintiffs contend the images spread to at least 10 others, but so far no evidence that the photos still exist or ever turned up in public. And that's the contention of Vanessa Bryant, who also testified today that she still lives under the anxiety of the possibility that these photos may appear in public somewhere in the world. All right, when we return, we're going to go out the door with another round of the Moist Line.
John and Ken Show, KFI.
We'd be remiss not to notice that Ray Lopez, our producer, has a big birthday tomorrow.
Oh, that's right, yes.
You going to sing to him like you did to me? Or?
No.
It's a milestone, too.
Yeah.
He's leaving his 40s.
Well, I hope he survives the weekend. You know what he does.
He's going to come back with COVID.
Be lucky if it's only COVID.
Speaking of COVID, there's a video. It's the Daily Mail's top story. At a school in Mountain View in Silicon Valley, a four-year-old boy was tossed out because he wouldn't wear a mask. And they were going to call the police on him.
They're going to call the police on him?
Yeah, the little boy's marching down the hallway leaving.
In Mountain View, California? Where is Mountain View?
Silicon Valley.
Oh, yeah. God, those crazy... There was a weirdos up there.
Yeah, there's not a lot of schools left that are mandating mask wearing, but that's one of them.
Oh, God, that's like the far-left progressive cult members up there.
All right, let's drag the Moist Line out here. Finish up the show.
You can do an intervention. Rescue him.
The iHeartRadio app or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Riddle me this. What do the streets of Los Angeles and Tijuana have in common? Well, you can't walk them anymore.
I can guarantee you that Gascon's people probably submitted a bunch of false signatures to beef up the numbers for that recall to fail.
The recall campaign screwed up when they announced that they had enough signatures to put it on the ballot back in June.
Get Jill Biden to go check that lady out at 7-Eleven. She's supposedly a doctor. You know, Sleepy Joe's wife. She's not doing anything. Have her check that mentally ill lady. She's checking on her mentally ill husband.
The traveling nurse, Gascon, should try it himself, and you'll see that he's probably not competent.
Okay, guys, you can't blame everything, including concerned parents, about COVID on mental illness. That's getting old.
John, I always knew you are ignorant, and you don't understand the food source for some of these kids. Their parents are working, or they're single family. They don't get very much for the food stamps. You don't get a lot.
The sad thing is that welfare was only designed to help people that needed help in order for them to get away from needing help. It's never done that. It's been a lifelong thing for a lot of families.
Let me get this straight. I can't water my yard, but I can go to any one of the 1,000 car washes on every corner here in LA County or Orange County using unlimited water.
So with this megastorm coming, I guess we better start building some reservoirs to capture that water for, 10 years into the future.
Yeah, that's what I think we should do, the big storms.
Of course, Governor Gruesome would say, hey, everyone, get away from gas cars and let's all get electric vehicles. Also, don't use electricity. Also, public transportation sucks, so good luck, everyone.
Portland gets what it deserves. Bunch of asshole liberals that vote in all these... bag politicians that f*** up life in their city, and instead of admitting that they're wrong, no, they sell their houses and flee to another state where they can f*** up that state.
So where He's are right. all the Jackie Lacey haters that wanted her out of office? This is crazy.
We have almost completely run out of oil, and they're hiding this and keeping it a secret.
Hello, this is George Gascon announcing the John and Ken Recall Committee will be collecting signatures at both the Asiago Bagel Cheese Shop and the Rams game. So let's get rid of John and Ken.
Hey.
The failure of that recall validates my decision to leave California. Oh. It's a lost cause.
This is George Gascon.
Oh, no.
You thought you'd get rid of me, but you can't.
Kermit.
I take real umbrage with these morons that voted Gascon in. Do you know how much damage this hole can do in 2 years?
What does
umbrage
look like?
Is it that we're actually going to do something about these homeless that
Where
are burning down the 134? There's like a million houses have to go down. It has to be like another paradise situation.
Yeah, the answer for places like Venice Beach is to secede from the city of L.A. Go back to being their own independent city, their own city council. People who live in the neighborhood on the city council would stop a lot of that stuff. Those guys need to walk away from the city. They want their life to be better.
Thank you for leaving your message.
You're welcome.
Please hang up.
Should form their
Goodbye.
Own government. John, you form your own government, your own house and street there.
I am.
Solve all your problems. Right?
I'm going to declare myself a sovereign nation. It's fascinating how many times George Gascon has called us this week.
Yeah.
I mean, three of his.
Kermit the Frog.
Three calls made the moist line.
He was overjoyed.
he was overjoyed.
Called in to taunt us. Conway.
Hey now. Hey now. There he is. Let's roll around here, gang. LAPD Deputy Chief Alan Hamilton's coming on to talk about the crime in Los Angeles. I don't know if you guys heard. It's up.
Is it?
Yeah. Alex Michelson, anchor with Fox 11 News on his show. And then Joe Buscaino, 15th District Council member. We'll see what's going on with him and the crime in the city of L.A. And then California is getting $310 in federal funding to combat drought.
$310?
I think that's what it said.
Oh, you're missing some digits. No.
Maybe, I don't know.
$310.
Long week, kids. USC student made $100,000.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this story's good, Tim.
Yeah, the 100, you see that
Bed USC Bath student? Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, made $110 million selling Bed Bath & Beyond stock. That's wild, man.
He had to raise a lot to buy a lot of stock, but right. He sold it at quite a profit, yeah.
But if you make $110 million, what are you doing in school?
Well, he's done now.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, God Almighty! Don't you know after the first of the 20 million?
From a wealthy family because he got a lot of money to.
I think so.
Stock.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I would have come from a wealthy family if my dad didn't have so many effing kids.
Is that what screwed it up?
That's right.
Then you were first. He should have stopped.
There was six. My sister was first. Then he had five boys.
Oh, you five okay? Boys? You were yeah. Second. Okay, so, the oldest boy. Yeah.
That's a little excessive. Yeah,
six kids. So, and we had live-in help. So my dad had 9 breakfasts, 9 lunches, and 9 dinners when he woke up. That's the minimum.
He must have had a 24-hour kitchen.
Oh my God, that's the worst. But we also got hundreds of catalytic converters recovered from 19 automotive businesses in Paris, right? In Paris, ding dong.
Yeah,
ding dong. Okay. No, I think it's le di dong.
It is right. Yes.
Les
Doudons. Senelaris.
All right, Conway's next.
Carson's let's go.
Big show.
KFI, KOSD, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we help every step of the way. We're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities than ever before. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each person individually. And for organizations, LHH provides consultant support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process, understanding the sensitivity and impact on your team. The world is full of new possibilities, and we help both organizations and individuals realize the possibility of what's next. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. That's LHHtalent.com to get in touch with an outplacement consultant today, because everyone and every organization could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. LHH, helping you every step of the way. Visit LHHtalent.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.